State wildlife officials have ended the 2015 bear hunts. They began considering an early end because a higher-than-expected number of bears had been killed. As of midday yesterday, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said 293 bears had been killed. The limit was 320, but the numbers were still coming in. Meanwhile, Rebecca Marr spoke with a family of hunters who say they and other hunters are being portrayed as the bad guys in all this.
Stan Korupski has been hunting for over 66 years. Along with more than 3,000 hunters, Stan is participating in the statewide bear hunt. When asked if he was worried about the protesters who will do anything to stop the hunt, he said no. Korupski says protesters, along with the media, don't understand how it feels to encounter a bear.
I think these protesters, if they were a bear got into their house, got one of their puppy dogs or chickens or animals or whatever, or one of their kids came in the backyard and grabbed one of their kids, it would very well change their mind in a hurry.
His daughter, Lisa Kanzale, who is also participating in the hunt, believes hunters should not receive a bad reputation for exercising their American right or for providing for their family.
They all think that hunters are just out for that trophy kill, and that's not it at all. I mean, of course, you hope to get the biggest one you can get, but it's really about putting food on the table.
Kanzale says the hunt has to happen to help balance the population of bears living within a 10-mile radius near residential homes. But Speak Up Wekiva, an environmental advocacy group from Orlando, disagrees. The group's director, Chuck O'Neill, is asking hunters, for the sake of Florida and the people who oppose the hunt, to just let the bears live.
That they sit on their license, sit this one out, enjoy some football games on Saturday and Sunday instead of getting caught in thickets of Florida.
Korupski and his daughter feel like hunters shouldn't be painted as the bad guys because at the end of the day, hunters are conservationists and truly love animals. Rebecca Marr,